This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With Pope Francis nearly at his side, President Obama still refused to connect America's protection of the most vulnerable with those whose lives are taken in abortion, saying America can be counted on to protect what Jesus said were the least of these, referring to the smallest of children. The president spoke without the slightest indication that our abortion policy contradicts what he was saying. He also spoke of how America cherishes religious liberty, which directly contradicts his policy of forcing nuns, Bible colleges, and religious media to pay for abortifacient drugs and procedures. Pope Francis went from the White House to meet with Catholic bishops and encouraged vigilant opposition to abortion. Francis said it would be wrong to look the other way or to remain silent over such threats to humanity, adding that grace and mercy for post-abortion women stand next to a strong opposition to abortion. This is Life News Radio.
At Guiding Star, we believe that fertility and childbirth are natural, healthy biological processes, and that knowledge of them empowers women. We know that abortion and contraception interrupt normal processes of the female body, and that the results can be devastating. Women deserve education and support to embrace their abilities. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
The March of Dimes admits to being one of those customers buying post-abortion specimens. An attorney for an employee fired for asking too many questions points out the inconsistency with using fetal remains and the March of Dimes slogan, "A fighting chance for every baby." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.